She was the golden girl of the 1956 Melbourne Olympics and the first Australian to win three gold medals at one Olympic Games. But today, the champion sprinter Betty Cuthbert was also remembered as a faithful, kind and humble woman. The 79-year-old died earlier this month. She'd devoted decades to raising awareness of multiple sclerosis, which confined her to a wheelchair for many years. At a funeral service in her home city of Mandurah, south of Perth, Betty Cuthbert's family, friends and the sporting community celebrated her life.
There's not very much in it. There's only a half a yard in it as Cuthbert goes as hard as she can, and Cuthbert gets there!
Betty's life is truly an inspirational story of selflessness, courage and a great generosity of spirit.
Betty's might be in the lead. Miller to Cuthbert, and it's anybody's race. What Armitage of Britain this side?
In the days after her passing, on news reports to once again see the old footage of her Olympic victories, the smiles, the cheering crowds, the Melbourne Games, and the opening ceremony of the Sydney Games made us all appreciate once again the impact she has had. Among the fields
of barley. They get the verdict and then hear that it's a world record.
Betty has left an indelible mark on our Australian Olympic history. And if we ever needed reminding, it was evident in the outpouring of tributes that followed her passing, both in Australia and overseas.
Women's 100-metre final. The crowd are also on their toes as an Australian, Betty Cuthbert, lane four from the inside, is favoured to win.
More than anything, it gives us hope that as individuals, we too might do something extraordinary, just like Betty.
Australia's Cuthbert is well clear from teammate Matthews, gaining ground in Stubnik of Germany.
In 1964, the 400 metres was a first-time Olympic entry for women.
Betty Cuthbert has hit the front.
It was a comeback for my aunt. It was a race they said she could never win.
And Betty Cuthbert is going to win the gold medal.
But she did.
Cuthbert goes to the line and wins the gold medal, and Judy Moore has finished third.
As her family, it was crushing to see her progressively decline over the years. It is in this time we again saw the best of an Auntie Bet. Strong in character, never one to complain or pity herself. Her attitude was always positive, to continually hope and strive for the best each day. This acceptance of her health issues brought her a sense of peace, knowing that with her strong faith in God and belief in herself, all in life could be endured.
He makes me lie in pastures green.
Although most people knew Betty for her amazing sprinting and Olympic records, I knew Betty as a long-distance endurance runner, a person confined physically by the ravages of multiple sclerosis and yet being a person full of faith and hope in the future. A person determined to finish her race well.
I could talk about my dear friend for hours, as I have so many more fond memories of Betty and our friendship and what we used to get up to. But one memory that will never leave me is the smile on her face every time I visit her in Western Australia, and how much she would always mention my white hair, my lovely white hair. She would always say, "Rest in peace, my dear friend Betty. I'm all suffering now."
Olympian Dawn Fraser speaking at Betty Cuthbert's funeral service.